I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is Lieutenant Jeff Hamer of the Macomb Police Department. He's here to talk about the on-site assessment that will take place next week at the department and who will be doing the assessing.
Deputy Chief Holly Nearing from the Champaign Police Department and also Lieutenant Reno from Carbondale Police Department will be coming up to do the assessment. They are part of the Illinois Association Chiefs of Police accreditation program. They are trained assessors. Their departments are also accredited through the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police and also, I believe, CALEA. They have not only a lot of police experience as police officers and administrators, but also with assessment and accreditation.
What are they looking for?
Essentially, they are going to look that we follow our policies, we follow our procedures, that we're incorporating the best police practices in our day-to-day operations. So what they're going to look at is our files, our policies, procedures. They're going to inspect vehicles, officers' uniforms, the evidence room, the armory, top to bottom, the entire building. And it's pretty much just a kind of a hands-on assessment of, are we actually following the procedures that we say that we're following?
Are they already familiar with your procedures and policies? Have they been, I guess, brushing up on what you have in writing already?
Yes. Part of the accreditation process is to do an off-site file review. So in June, I was able to deliver pretty much our proofs and policies for the 71 standards that we aim to meet. And at that time, Deputy Chief Nearing was able to pretty much get us checked off on about 90% of our policies and procedures. So at that time, she became pretty familiar with our department and how we do things. She gave us some advice on what to change in order to meet areas that we didn't quite meet at the time, and then also some advice on how to better show that we are meeting a standard in a certain area, because there were some of the standards are new to us, and she kind of gave us some direction on how to best meet those during the on-site.
These 71 standards, can you give us an idea of what a couple of them might be?
Some are as simple as having a policy on how to use deadly force. And in policing, although that's a very rare event, and especially for our department, it's very rare, every department that I've ever heard of has a policy that mirrors the Supreme Court ruling on how to use deadly force, and that really any force to be applied has to be reasonable and necessary. We've had that in policy since I've worked for Macomb, and I know it's been there well before I worked for Macomb. So that's an instance of a standard that we easily met just by evidencing a policy. Some of the other standards that mark squad cars for patrol are set up a certain way, that they have a safety cage to transport prisoners, that they have a radio that the officer can stay in contact with dispatch, that they have emergency lights and sirens. Another standard for like specialty vehicles, for instance, any of our unmarked detective cars, that they're set up with either cellular technology or a radio so that that detective or that officer could stay in contact with dispatch. So those are some of the kind of like lesser known standards where they seem obvious, but unless you've ever been steered in that direction, you may or may not do that. And some of the more, what I call the harder standards, would be the way we handle money, the citizens' money, where they may pay for sex offender registration, tow fees, or crash reports, the way we handle petty cash, the audits associated with general accounting principles, bringing us up to that stand, bringing us up to the professional standards to make sure that money is accounted for. And we've never had losses of money, but why wait until there's a loss to put good accounting principles into place? So we're kind of getting ahead of any problems that may come up in the future.
The assessment team will be in town Monday through Wednesday of next week, August 13th through 15th. That's just right before things potentially become much more busy for the department as Western students return. Did they choose the dates or did you choose those?
Picking the dates was kind of a a balancing act because Deputy Chief Nearing is from Champaign. They're also a university town, and Lieutenant Reno from Carbondale is also a university mm-hmm. town. So we were trying to balance their schedules along with our schedules when, you know, because during the on-site, they're going to want to meet the mayor, the chief, and other people in the department. But then also we had the competing interests of the three different colleges starting at different times. So it kind of just fell that it would be before school. We would invite college students or even university members to partake in the public call-in times.
You mentioned that the public can participate in this process.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the things that we really like about this accreditation process is that there is a public opinion or concerns or experiences are invited as part of the process. During the on-site visit on Wednesday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., Wednesday the 15th, the citizens are invited to call in to the police station line. They'll ask for the assessment team, and they'll be transferred to either Deputy Chief Nearing or Lieutenant Reno. And they can voice their issues, concerns, questions, positive and maybe even negative experiences with the Macomb Police Department. The assessment workers will be in their private work area. It's not going to be monitored by anybody on the police department. If the public wishes to remain anonymous, they can. The only thing the assessment team would ask is that if the person feels that it's important enough to bring up that, you know, they would hope that they would provide some means that the department could maybe address their concern mm-hmm. or get back with them. I want to elicit as much public feedback as I can. So we've also placed information on our department website and Facebook, our department Facebook page. So although the assessment team doesn't require it, if anybody has questions, comments, or issues, they could post that to our department Facebook page, and I would forward those to the on-site workers while they're here.
What's the web address?
MacombPolice.com is our department webpage.
And you can link to the Facebook page from there?
Yeah, or they can just search Facebook for Macomb Police Department, and the one that pops up with a picture of our department is us.
And the phone number they should call, that is not the emergency number. They should call the non-emergency number. What is that?
Correct. The non-emergency number is 309-833-4505. And when they call in, if they just go through the voice prompt to press zero and then tell the communicator, I'd like to speak with the assessment team, and they'll get them transferred to the right person.
How does the assessment team weed out the honest critiques from the public, from crank calls or those who have some sort of grudge against the police department?
What they express to us is that they take every call seriously, even if it is a person, let's say, like with a grudge or that, you know, openly hates the police department. They're actually interested in getting to the root of, you know, why does that person hate the police department? Is mm-hmm. it from, you know, maybe a negative experience with the police department that could be answered, addressed, or somewhat worked through? If the person is just not in touch with reality, and I'm sure they could sort through that just with their own human and police experience. But as a supervisor working for the police department, I always sought out somebody that had... If somebody expressed a negative view of the police or had a negative experience, I would want to address that or see if I could explain it. Prior to being a police officer, I've had negative police experiences. I've had a couple growing up, and that left a bad taste in my mouth. And after one of the experiences, I actually called in to the supervisor. I wanted to file a complaint, and he actually explained why they did certain things, and it helped me understand. It was still sort of negative. But at least I understood that there was a different perspective to the issue and that it wasn't just my perception. So it helped me at least balance what had happened. And as a supervisor, when I've run into people that had a negative experience with somebody on the Macomb Police Department, I've done my best to at least try to explain what might have happened or why a certain things happened a certain way. And usually 9 times out of 10, the person at least feels happy that I listen to them and maybe they learn something. And, you know, sometimes police make mistakes procedurally, sometimes legally. You know, sometimes they say something unintentionally that offended the person. And sometimes I can help the officer avoid that mistake in the future by, you know, hey, maybe say things a little different way and it won't come off. Or, hey, let's get you some training on this new law or whatever it is. And the on-site assessment team is they want to hear from the public. We represent the public. We're the public's police department, and you know, we feel that we're a great police department. We feel that we need to demonstrate that for the public, and so that the public can maybe really get an understanding of, you know, how good we are. So,
In addition to the phone number or the Facebook page, are there other ways people could make their opinions known?
Yes, we've also created a special email account, and citizens could forward their issues or concerns via email. And that email is ileap@macombpolice.com. And that email gets forwarded directly to the assessment team and will stay in a folder until the assessment team arrives.
How soon will the department know the assessment team's findings, the results?
At the end of the on-site assessment, there will be a exit interview with Chief Barker and the assessment team. At that time, the assessment team will give some indication of, you know, how many standards, you know, that they were able to observe and prove and kind of check off during the on-site assessment. So we'll be given somewhat of an indication whether or not we will become accredited. But the final decision is actually up to the Accreditation Council. The assessment team creates a report and forwards a report to the council. And at their meeting, they decide if the department is worthy enough for the accreditation award.
What will it mean to the department to be accredited?
For us, as an agency, I think it demonstrates that we've reached a professional benchmark, that we are abiding by the best police practices, that we invited professional criticism into our agency by thoroughly trained assessors, you know, assessors that are familiar with police departments. They know all the nooks and crannies to where to hide a bad policy, so to say. And, you know, they know where to look. There's very few agencies that invite that sort of open critique, you know, to have the finger pointed back at them, say, here's where you need to improve. So I think for us as an agency, it demonstrates that we're willing to do that. We're willing to make some changes and modernize ourselves and update ourselves in the areas that we need. And really for the city and the community, I hope it says to them, we have a good police department that wants to be great. They've made that push to be great, and we should be proud as a community.
Do you know how many departments in the state are currently accredited?
Currently, there are 9 accredited through the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. We hope to be the 10th, but it's also unknown how many are currently pursuing accreditation at this very moment like we are. So I hope that we would be the 10th.
Is this a fairly new thing then?
It's been around for, the first agency was accredited in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Now, professional accreditation has been around in many industries. Policing has, the first I can think of is CALEA. It's a national accreditation. And there's departments in Illinois that are nationally accredited through CALEA. Where I like the Illinois accreditation is that its roots and makeup come from Illinois law, Illinois procedure, and the best practices from Illinois. So it really makes sense for us to be sort of fully invested in what the Illinois profession or what the professional standards are from Illinois as opposed to other areas of the country.
Lieutenant Jeff Hamer is with the Macomb Police Department. We're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us, and good luck next week.
Thank you for having me.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.